Hello, welcome back to another episode of Diya Talks, and this is your host, Diya. I have officially renamed this season as Season 2 and Episode 2, okay? I thought of changing the genre of my podcast to personal stories instead of stand-up. I always wanted to speak something related to my field, which is psychology, and share my experiences and views on things that I have encountered. Today is one such episode. Let's dig in deep to minimalizing and romanticizing our life. Earlier, I always wanted to build a life where I'll be traveling in Porsche, even to the nearby stores, wants big houses to live in, wants to own a multi-million business of my own and so on. But these days, many people, including me, is practicing a minimalized lifestyle and romanticizing the less we have. Let it be, for example, you have a small room apartment and your next aim will be to live in a bigger one, rather than enjoying the moment and being grateful for what you have right now. Few days ago, I was talking to a friend of mine and he was expressing how sad he was because he didn't have an iPhone. So I was like, you can earn it on your own, right? But he said that he will depend on his parents for that. I immediately looked at him and he understood what I was about to say next and he tried to deviate the topic from this. I'm never a perfect person who doesn't depend on my parents, but the point I was coming to was we all are sad and stressed focusing on what we don't have. And we are never grateful for or satisfied with what we have at this moment. One of the major reasons what I believe led us to behave this way is the way we were taught from childhood by our elders and society of how we want to live, the way we want to study to get rich, the way they compared us to other children who performed well in academics, etc. I'm never saying that marks don't matter, but at the end, the sole purpose of education is to get knowledge and not marks on the paper. Wait, where did we start from? Why are we talking about marks right now? Okay, we said that the main reason why we go after material goods instead of minimalism is due to the way we were taught. Now let's talk about the ways in which we can bring a change by connecting our present life with minimalism and romanticism. In this episode, I'll be sharing my 6 ways in which we can transform our lives. The first one, it is declutter and simplify. Suppose, say, let's start from a study table. You might have a lot of stuff which you don't use it anymore and you have kept those things there thinking that it might be useful one or the other day. This is when decluttering comes into play. Start by decluttering your physical space. Keep only the things or the items that truly bring joy or have practical use. A clutter-free environment can actually help create a sense of calm and focus. Through this, you'll have a minimal environment as well as a simplified look. The next one is simple pleasures. I used to think that I'll be more happy if I get good gears for my content creation rather than the things I had. And I bought new gears thinking it could make me really happy. But unfortunately, it did not. I was struck by the realization that material possession cannot really make us happy. It is a mindset we create that truly makes us happy. If I want to be happy, I just have to change the mindset about it. Like finding joy in simple pleasures like reading a book, enjoying a cup of tea, taking leisurely walks or stargazing. These small moments can bring us a sense of romance and appreciation to your everyday life. Third one is mindful technology use. We live in a time period where we depend on technology for even the simple things. I'll take my case as an example. Tomorrow I have a list of things to do. So what I did immediately was I ran to my phone and made a to-do list in it. I could have chosen other alternatives instead of my phone, like I have a book, a whiteboard. But all over this, I preferred my phone. Okay, leave all these cases. We say we are bored all of a sudden when we are in a conversation and we take our phone and start scrolling. Or say when we are sleeping in our bed, a random question like, what is the full form of newspaper pops up and we jump towards our phone to Google it. In this case, what I practice is limit your screen time and be intentional with your use of technology. Actually create digital free zones or times to fully engage with the present and live in it. The fourth one is practice gratitude. In the beginning of the episode, I told the story of a friend who wanted an iPhone. The same applies here. We all forget to be grateful for what we have right now. I'll give a small example which can evoke huge change in you right now. During times of cold and cough, we really think of how we had days to being able to breathe properly and taste good food, and how we took advantage of our nose during normal days. Similarly, being grateful for even the small things you have. You have two hands, legs, tongue to taste food. You are being able to tune into this podcast because you have ears. Regularly acknowledge and appreciate the beauty and abundance you have in your life. Gratitude can shift your focus towards positivity and contentment. Fifth one is capture memories. If you look into my Instagram, you can see that I love creating mini vlogs. I capture glimpses of my day out with friends, family, or sometimes alone. This reminds me of an incident that happened long back. I was out with my friend gang and I asked who's gonna take the pics, and one of my friend replied that we don't have to take the pics because we can just live in the moment. But I didn't find this appealing at that time, because now, currently, I don't remember what really happened that day or how much happy I was, because there is nothing as a journal or an image to remind me about that day. I'm not saying that you all must keep a digital track of all the memories you created. It can be a journal, scrapbook, or photo album to document your experience and feelings. Reflecting on your journey adds depth to your life stories. The last one, sixth one, is to embrace nature. Surround yourself with natural elements. Incorporate plants, fresh flowers, or natural textures into your living space to bring in a sense of tranquility and connection to the outdoors. This can help you evoke a minimalized and romanticized view towards life. I hope this helps. There are other tips that I follow to have a minimal life and romanticize it. If you want to know more, let me know so that I can create a part 2 for it. I hope you like this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and leave a review for the podcast so that I can share more of my life experiences and stories with you. Also, don't forget to subscribe my channel on YouTube and follow me on Instagram, where I'll be posting regular updates about my life. Until the next episode, this is me, Dia, from the Dia Talks. I love you guys. Ta-da!